ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
If you've been feeling the sting at your supermarket lately, a major parliamentary inquiry into the big chains has finally released its recommendations this afternoon. Included among them are recommendations for the government to forcibly break up the major supermarkets if they engage in anti-competitive behaviour, establish a commission on pricing and make the Food and Grocery Code of Conduct compulsory. Greens Senator Nick McKim led the inquiry. He joins me now. Welcome to you, Senator.
Oh, thanks, Andy.
14 key recommendations now with the government, including divestiture. Why do you think the government should be able to break up the big chains?
Oh, well, we heard a lot of evidence, not just from shoppers and consumer groups and civil society, but also from workers in supermarkets and also, importantly, from farmers and suppliers to supermarkets, that one of the big problems we're facing in the supermarket sector is the market dominance of Coles and Woolworths. So together they have about two-thirds of the national share of the supermarket sector, and that just gives them really absolute power to charge what they like and to pay what they like to their suppliers. So ultimately, competition brings down prices. It's a good thing for consumers and it's a good thing for suppliers. So we need more competition in the supermarket sector, and that's where divestiture comes in.
Some have argued, including in a review by former Labor Minister Craig Emerson, that divestiture in the big chains will create more problems in the market, like less competition and more jobs. You don't agree?
No, that's just a kind of a ludicrous and bizarre argument, unfortunately, from Dr. Emerson. Look, I'm very happy, and the Greens are very happy to take our advice from people like Alan Fells, who was a former commissioner of the ACCC, who's a national, one of, if not the national experts in competition policy, who strongly supports divestiture powers. The notion that a power that could provide more competition in the supermarket sector, and for that matter, across the economy, would actually provide less competition is quite a bizarre argument.
You also want the government to set up a commission to examine prices and price-setting practices of the industries across the economy. How exactly would this work?
Well, we have recommended the establishment of a Prices and Competition Commission. And again, this is something that Professor Fells supports. And this would examine and monitor prices and price setting, the way companies set their prices right across the economy, not just supermarkets, but also require the publication of historical pricing data so people can understand exactly the trajectory that prices are on. And, you know, it's no secret that they're on the way up and on the way up significantly. But we've also recommended creating an offence that would make price gouging unlawful in Australia. And that would mean that corporations couldn't just arbitrarily increase prices without facing significant consequences from the court. So again, the Greens established this inquiry to bring food and grocery prices down. And we genuinely believe if these recommendations were adopted, that's what would happen.
The Food and Grocery Code of Conduct isn't compulsory at the moment. You argue it should be. Why?
Well, at the moment, that's a code of conduct that largely governs the relationship between supermarkets and farmers and people that supply to supermarkets. And overwhelmingly in Australia, that includes our primary industry sector and farmers, many of whom are family farmers on the land. And we heard repeated evidence about the fact that that code of conduct effectively wasn't worth the paper it was printed on, and that it was routinely ignored or just shelved by supermarkets who behaved quite unethically in a lot of ways to people on the land that they were buying products from. So we wanted to see, and we do want to see, this code of conduct made mandatory, and we want to see significant penalties imposed for breaches of that code of conduct. And we also want to make sure that there's an opportunity for farmers, if they believe that supermarkets are breaching the code of conduct, to make complaints in an anonymous way and have them investigated in such a way that the supermarkets can't use their market power to turn around and punish farmers for daring to complain.
The inquiry also criticised Woolworths CEO Brad Banducci for his performance and Bunnings for not sending its CEO. I wonder, more broadly, should Bunnings, in your mind, be part of the grocery code? I mean, they seem to be creeping into other verticals in the retail sector.
Look, absolutely, and that's another recommendation that the committee has made. Greenlife, which is, broadly speaking, potted plants, and we've all seen them on the shelves of Bunnings and other places in Australia, we think they should be caught under the code of conduct. But basically, any chain or corporation that sells a reasonable amount of what you could reasonably call groceries and food should also be included in the code of conduct. I mean, ultimately, we heard really heart-wrenching and powerful evidence from farmers, from workers, and importantly and critically from shoppers who believe that they are being price gouged and who are just simply struggling in a cost of living crisis to make ends meet. And we believe that these recommendations would go a long way towards addressing the concerns that we heard as evidence. But ultimately now it's up to the government whether it's prepared to take these recommendations on.
The Chair of the Parliamentary Inquiry into Supermarkets, Nick McKim, is here. We're talking about the recommendations released just this afternoon on RN Drive. One of them is that you want the Competition and Consumer Act to be amended to prohibit the charging of excess prices, otherwise known as price gouging, and those merger laws to be strengthened as well. So how would that work in practice? How can you define to a standard of legal proof, if there's going to be regulatory action, the issue of excess prices?
So this would have to be assessed by the courts on a case-by-case basis. I mean, we've got a situation in Australia, and this is reflected in so-called free market economies around the world, where some sectors, like, for example, the supermarket sector, they're very low margin but high turnover businesses. Now, you've got other business sectors where the margins are a lot higher, but the volume of products that are turned over are far, far lower. So it's very difficult to make a one-size-fits-all approach. We have recommended an approach similar to the approach in the European Union, where it would be left to the courts to determine on the circumstances of each case whether there was excessive pricing or unfair pricing. And some of the things that a court could look at and would look at under our model is whether the price is excessive relative to the cost of the product and the cost of the cost profile of the business, whether the price is excessive relative to the economic value of the product, and also whether the price is excessive in comparison to what a reasonable price would be if there were greater competition in the market.
If the government's listening, how quickly would you like to see these recommendations adopted? And if they are not adopted in total, what would you be your message to the government?
Well, the Australian Greens have already got a bill before the Parliament to create divestiture powers right across the economy. Now, the committee wasn't able to agree on a position on that particular bill, but it did agree to recommend the creation of divestiture powers in the supermarket sector. Now, divestiture powers are a normal part of the toolkit in most free market economies in the world. Australia is an outlier in that we don't have those powers. I mean, they've existed in the United States since 1890. They exist in the UK and right through the European Union. Uh-huh. And they are used effectively in all of those jurisdictions to promote competition. So we think that's one thing the government could do really relatively quickly. And if they don't do it, it will simply be Mr. Albanese standing in between Australians and cheaper food and grocery prices.
Chair of the Senate Select Committee on Supermarket Prices, Nick McKim, I do appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Andy.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.